Joe Stanley will be here momentarily. We got Legal Tuesday coming up on The Morning Mess. Any legal questions for Joe, hit us up on the text line at 629-9570. Or after 8:30, you can contact Joe live on the air and ask your question. Foster the People, Pumped Up Kicks, 95X. The Morning Mass, we are Marty and Shannon, 27, now in downtown Syracuse, and rain starting to come here in Syracuse, so be careful for icy conditions, especially on the side streets. The main road is probably not going to get too bad as things starting to warm up a little bit here, but the freezing rain advisory in effect till 12 noon today.
Radar's got us right in it.
Yes, so it's here. It's around the area, so just give yourself some extra time this morning and watch out for, you know, if you're getting off the main highway, some of the exit ramps and the side roads in the parking lots, of course, could be slick this morning.
If you're walking, be careful. Jeez.
Yeah. Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office is going to be joining us momentarily. We've got Legal Tuesday coming up on The Morning Mess. Any legal questions, you can hit us up at 629-9570 or give Joe a call just after 8:30 when he comes in.
Joe knows.
421-9595, brought to you by the Stanley Law Offices. I was just looking at this. Raw Stories claiming Airbus is testing a flying car. Airbus CEO Tom Enders is quoted by the website as saying, 100 years ago, urban transport went underground. Now we have the technology where we can go above ground.
Didn't you think that by now we'd have flying cars when you were a kid?
I never really thought about it.
I totally do. I remember in third grade doing our...
I never thought we'd have flying cars.
Doing our time capsule project in third grade and writing what we thought the world would be like in the year 2000. And I remember, like, we all thought there were going to be flying cars. We thought it was going to be like the Jetsons.
Yeah. I don't see it
that
happening.
That I'd have a Rosie that would clean my house and make dinner and do the dishes in her belly.
I don't see it happening anytime in the very near future either. But they're testing it right now. And they're saying that it's in an experimental phase. And they take this development very seriously. Again, this is the CEO from Airbus with flying cars. To be honest with you, I don't know in our lifetime if we're going to see it. But I know how fast technology can, you know, move, too. So maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see it happening anytime soon. I mean, how are you going to do that? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I'm not an engineer. I don't
think so. Hey, Joe Stanley's here. Joe, what do you think about flying cars? You think we're ever going to see that?
Anything is possible.
I was just saying on the air that the CEO from Airbus, Tom Enders, just said on his website that, urban transport went underground. Now they have technology to do above ground transportation, and they're working on it, and they're taking this very serious about flying cars. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But
we'll keep lawyers busy, I can assure you. They can't drive them on the ground.
It's got to be more dangerous to have idiot drivers in the air.
Can you imagine that conversation?
It'd be like Blade Runner, you know? You have them all running around, smashing into each other in space. I can't imagine without the... I mean, those could not be human operated. So you're talking about quite a ways off in the future.
Yeah, that's what
you
I'm
could
saying.
Never let
something
people,
we're never going to see.
Yeah, you can't let people drive individual vehicles up in
something
space.
Something Jetsons for crying out loud.
Well, yeah, except
I want a flying car that turns into a suitcase.
Can you imagine they sit down at the Stanley Law Office? So Joe, I was flying over.
I crashed into the drone that was making its delivery and whatever.
People can't drive on the ground with four wheels, let alone fly in the air, right?
Well, that is a problem.
Yes, it is.
It is a problem.
Joe Stanley is here. Joe knows from the Stanley Law Offices, and we're going to do Legal Tuesday. So with that said, get your questions in. 629-9570. Joe will be hanging out until just before 9, so you can give us a call, 421-9595. And Joe, if people want to reach out to the Stanley Law Offices for any legal questions they might have, how can they reach you?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. The phone number is 1-800-608-3333, and it's stanleylawoffices.com.
We'll get right to Legal Tuesday coming up next on The Morning Mess. It's 95X. It's The Morning Mess. We are Marty and Shannon. It's Tuesday, and better known as Legal Tuesday on The Morning Mess. It's brought to you by the Stanley Law Offices, and representing the Stanley Law Offices, Joe Stanley himself is here. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Graham.
Whoops, I got the wrong microphone.
Yeah, that's all right.
Wow.
I can hear myself not speak.
I was off yesterday, so timing's off. Messed up.
But, you know, we were having our own informal discussion about the law here, too, so it's always good. We have discussions about the law. And I was telling you, it's an honor, and the listeners that you call in, I really, and it is serious, we're all honored that you call in and that you have the courage to ask the questions, because I'm not sure I would do it. And so I really thank the listeners that they trust us to, you know, to share their experiences with all the other listeners, because I think it's important for everybody to understand that we're all in a similar, everyone has similar problems. It just does, it's not just you. And hopefully
one, some part of your life, you're going to run into some legal issues or questions.
Yeah. One person's story might help ring a bell with you.
Yeah. And Joe did say, he said that, I mean, because we already know that our listeners are very unique. Is that a good word? Unique?
Unique is the PC way of saying it.
But we've had all kinds. I mean, we've had tearjerker questions. We've had serious questions. We've had funny questions. We've had a lot of questions, but Joe loves to get the emails and, you know, he'll respond to them as well. But this is your opportunity to give us a call this morning. If you want to remain anonymous, you can do that. You don't even have to give us your name. You just ask the question. Joe will answer it the best he can. If he can't help you personally with his law firm, then he'll pass along to someone he might know that can help you out, which is awesome. And no question in the legal world is a dumb question.
Mm-mm.
The only thing dumb you can do
is not ask.
Is wait too long. Because it's not going to go away. If you got a legal issue, it's not going to go away. It's going to stick with you. So anyway, 421-9595. That's a direct line to the studio. Again, we don't need your name or anything. 421-9595. Your question for Joe. Hit us up on the text line at 629-9570. Or on Facebook. You can like us there.
We got a message on Facebook.
Martin Shannon 95X, or reach the Stanley Law Offices. Joe, how do they do that?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. It's 1-800-608-3333 and stanleylawoffices.com.
So you got about 10 minutes to call us right now, 421-9595. Let's go to Facebook.
This person wants to stay anonymous. If a person buys a used vehicle off of a person, not a dealer, can that person demand their money back after the buyer has registered and insured and driven the vehicle away from the home and has had it for 2 days? The mileage on the car is over 100,000.
Well, it depends. The answer to that, it depends. I mean, if the seller is smart, they sold it as is and had you sign a piece of paper, which you should always do if you're selling a used car yourself, meaning as is, you're not making any representations about the conditions of the car. And, you know, you're assuming all the responsibilities. Now, that being said, is that if somebody asks you specific questions about the condition of the car, like, did you put new brakes on it? Does it run right? Does it do this? Does it do that? And you say specifically, it's fine, I checked it out or whatever, then you might end up at small claims court. The best answer to that is I don't know, and that's why I'm selling it as is. And the next best answer to that is you can always have somebody come and check the car out if you want to buy it. It's got over 100,000 miles. Anything could go wrong. So it depends on the circumstances. And that's the circumstances with any time you buy any kind of a product. It doesn't have to actually be a used car. It can be anything. At least in the sense of buying a used car, you have it, you have the opportunity to inspect it. Buying things over the internet is a different problem, and we've talked about that, and that provides its own issues when you're buying. And there's a lot of things you can buy used, you buy at auctions. Those run into all sorts of problems, both on a buyer and a seller side, and I've gotten involved in those, and those can be very problematical because you can have people in different parts of this country, maybe even not in this country, and there's a dispute. And a lot of times that someone suffers a huge loss because it's hard to chase down people that are not nearby.
I'm sure a lot of lawyers deal a lot of times with used cars and lemons.
Dealers, there's a lemon law for used cars. It's whatever that is. And then there's a lemon law for new cars. I mean, there's usually some kind of warranty when you deal with a dealer. But if a dealer is selling you a car as is, without warranties and without representations, you should understand that that means that there can and might be anything under the world wrong with that car. And so the reason they're not giving you a warranty is because they don't want to give you a warranty
exactly.
Because they don't want to be responsible for it.
Joe Stanley's here. It's Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass. We do it every Tuesday at this time. The direct line to the studio is 421-9595. Don't hesitate to call. I know that you're listening right now. Don't be shy to ask your question. You don't have to give us a name or whatever. But if any legal questions pop up, you can let us know. We did get a text message at 629-9570. Real simple question for Joe Stanley. What's the time frame I should contact a lawyer if I was injured in an accident?
Well, You know, that's a good question, and you see a lot of ads on the TV and the radio. I'm included in there, too. The answer to that is if you're not sure what's going on, you should call and ask. I mean, if you call my office, we'll give you basic information as to what you're supposed to do. Because if you're in an accident, and it's a car accident, you have to notify your insurance company, and you're supposed to file a no-fault claim within 30 days. And that comes upon a lot shorter than you would think. And the no-fault benefits, which are on the car that you are in, which is usually your car, pays your lost earnings and your medical expenses up to $50,000, regardless of the fault of the other driver. That's where the no-fault word comes from. And so if you don't collect those and don't do the right thing, even if the other person is 100% at fault, you can't get it. Can't get it from them. So, and the rules go from there. I always say our business is rules about rules about rules about rules about rules. And a lot of them are not self-explanatory. So again, it's like calling here. If you're not sure, if the information you get doesn't make any sense to you, you can call and get your questions answered. And if you are hurt, then the process even becomes more complicated. And then you really need to talk to a lawyer about how the no-fault serious injury system works. We talked about serious injury and how you can recover. It's not, again, something that is easily explainable. We could spend a half an hour talking about that.
Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office is the Morning Mess, 95X, 421-9595. You're on the air with Joe. What's your question?
Yes, I had a question that is actually unemployment-based.
Okay.
For unemployment compensation or whatever.
Sure.
If an employer fires you who's already kind of over the top and extravagant, I'm trying to use nice words here for him.
We were just talking about this about 10 minutes ago.
We were, too, in the studio.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Then he says, well, you can go ahead and claim benefits, but you have to quit your part-time job. And then turns around 3 days later and says, come back to work for me. Can I still claim unemployment benefits and not return back to work for him?
Okay, so he fired you for no cause, essentially, okay?
Pretty much because he wanted all my time dedicated to him.
Well, I don't know that he could do that. That's not a reason to fire you because you could work. He can't fire you because he doesn't like your part-time jobs, and that wasn't the term and condition of your employment. Now,
as long as the part-time job doesn't interfere.
Well, yeah, I mean, I presume it had been going on for a while. So, yeah, you can, but the problem is that your claim for benefits gets offset by your part-time work, and also there's going to be an argument that you can work and that he's offered you the job back. He's going to say, well, you can't collect unemployment because I've offered you back. But it hasn't been offered back in the full terms. So the answer to your question, you can apply, but I'm not sure how much you can collect because you're working another job part-time and they do offset that.
Okay.
But if you want, I mean, you can still go apply. I mean, depending on, it sounds like somebody you're not, you don't want to get along with. I go ahead and apply because you have nothing to lose by applying, and you may see a reaction. I mean, just by the application, you'll know whether he's going to contest it. Because if you apply and says he fired it, he has to do a bunch of things through unemployment to contest it, and he may not. And so you may just be able to collect because he may not want to bother because of all the information you have.
Right. I mean, I did end up going back to work for him, even though he isn't ours. But I wanted to know if this were to happen again.
Document. If he's giving you a hard time, he's done all these things. Keep an email file folder of his comments. Document it all, and such that if he ever fires you, you have to quit because it's a hostile situation, or he just constructively fires you. You have grounds to still collect unemployment.
Okay.
All right, good luck to you, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
95X Morning Mess, you're on with Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. What's your legal question?
I was just wondering, I am separating from my husband, and we were going to do a legal separation. And I didn't know if it would just be smarter to just go straight for the divorce, or if we have to do a legal separation first. I mean, I don't know how that works.
Okay, you know, In the way it used to be in New York, the reason people used to do separations is because if you had a legal separation agreement and then it lasted for a year, it could be automatically converted to a no-fault divorce. You don't need to do that anymore because New York now has no-fault divorce. So you don't, most of the time, people don't go through the legal separation process unless they want to, unless they're not sure. But it is not... It's not necessary. It's an unwanted step if you guys have decided you know the relationship is over with, and it's a lot faster. I mean, you can have the divorce if there aren't a lot of assets and there's not a lot of argument. It can be over with in a short period of time. And if you don't know any lawyers, I can get, you know, if you send me an email, I can give you the names of people I know who do it. And if you've got a lawyer in mind, just tell them that's what you want to do.
Okay.
Good luck to you. Right. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye. Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. Real quick, Joe, what's your contact information at the Stanley Law Offices?
Sure. Joe@StanleyLawOffices.com. If any of those listeners need to talk to me further, 1-800-608-3333 is the number, or StanleyLawOffices.com.
Just got a text. They wanted to remind us to ask Joe earlier on the Morning Mess, and our listeners all went crazy about this, but there was a teacher in Maryland, and she was recently fired. Because she runs like the she's the social media manager for the school district. So a student sent a tweet and it said, "I hope we don't have school tomorrow," and spelled tomorrow wrong. She simply responded back with, "Well, then you can't learn how to spell tomorrow," with a smiley face, and spelled it correct for him. Well, the school district thought that she was picking on him because he spelled the name, you know, the word wrong.
Even though the kid.
And they fired her.
Even though the kid came out and said, "I didn't take that bad."
Now, in Maryland, I know it's different than New York because, I mean, you've said this before in New York that you can pretty much get fired for anything, right? I mean,
well, not as a teacher. In most states, if you're a tenured teacher, that's not that easy to do.
Well, she's only been there for 3 months, so she was still in the 3 months.
Okay, so she's just a provisional employee.
So she has no protection there.
Well, even then, they can't just fire you for no cause. I mean, that's one of those things. She probably can collect unemployment, and depending on what the civil service rules are, because I'm sure there's civil service rules, she still may have a basis for it. And it seems ridiculous. And maybe the school district, if the outcry is such that they may change their mind, it's one of those things.
I mean, are we in that much of a soft society now?
That's absurd. I'm not even sure what the base is picking on.
Correcting someone's mistake is now picking on them.
That's what teachers are supposed to do.
Exactly. Thank you, Joe. That's what we said. See, Joe knows. So there you go. Great questions this morning. We're simply out of time, but there you go. Great phone calls. We'll do it again next Tuesday, just after 8:30. Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office. So anything on your mind, Joe can help you out, point in the right direction, or help you yourself. And Joe, one more time, what's the contact information for the Stanley Law Offices?
Sure. The website, StanleyLawOffices.com. My email, Joe@StanleyLawOffices.com, or 1-800-608-3333.
Because
Joe knows.
Thanks, Joe. You're awesome.
Thanks, guys. It was fun.
Thank you. And you can spill that drink in the board if you want.
I still say this equipment has not improved. When things are soldered together, you know how old.
Well, last time you dumped your drink in it, you didn't do a good enough job. We kept the same board.
I know.
Next time you do it, do the board in, will you? Well,
do it so they can't fix it.
They cleaned it out. It was so dirty.
It was so dirty
in there that it was. I think it wasn't even the water. It just glued everything together in there.
It's still gone. Funny when I walk by an engineer and I say Joe Stanley. He still goes, "Oh, his drink." It's awesome, Joe. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week. Okay.